Hey people, you might be wondering what you're looking at here. Well, let me take you to the top part of the page and then I'll show you the pictures. This is just unbelievable. Okay. Toxic epidermal necrolysis post COVID-19 vaccination. First reported case. Sorry if I butchered that, but hey, shit happens. We're living in fucked up times. Shit's happening everywhere. We'll go down here and we'll look at the pictures first. And then we'll do some reading. Overall image of the chest before initiating the treatment. Image shows multiple purpuric patches with epidermal detachment affecting the chest. Look at that. It's like the body is decaying. Good Lord. Overall image of the abdomen before initiating the treatment. Oh, dear God. Overall image of the hand before initiating treatment. Overall image of the face before initiating the treatment. The image shows severe hemorrhagic crusting of the lips. I don't even want to read what it is. This literally looks like the body is decaying. Biopsy before initiating the treatment. The biopsy showed full thickness epidermal necrosis along the dermal-epidermal separation and necrotic keratinocytes. Like I said, who gives a fuck how it reads? This is what, oh my God. Yeah, let's have a discussion. Let's go back up. No, I don't put it in pretty fashion. For those that follow me on YouTube, you know, I'll take you on my journey. You know, you're gonna see me scrolling, you're gonna see me looking through shit, because everything that happens is shit, and I'm not gonna pretty shit up for anybody. It is what it is. Case presentation: 49-year-old woman with no previous medical history. Presented to the emergency room with a history of fever and skin eruption. She has received COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine with a dose of 0.3 mil given intramuscularly 1 week before the development of her symptoms. The patient started to develop fever, fatigue, headache, followed by skin lesions affecting her trunk, starting to spread to her face and upper limbs with oral ulceration. The patient was seen in the primary health care center and was given paracetamol. Was given paracetamol and did not notice any improvement. Patient had no history of taking any new medication or any cosmetic treatment in the past 2 months before the development of the skin lesions. Upon examination, the patient was vitally stable, anxious, and in severe pain. She had numerous purpuric and dusty red macules involving the chest, which is obviously, we went through the pictures, genitalia, upper thighs, with areas showing it just makes me cringe. I'm sorry, it just makes me cringe. My heart goes out to the woman. My heart goes out to the woman. One week before the development of her symptoms, that's how long it took from the time she got the vaccine. Received COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine with a dose 0.3 mL given intramuscularly 1 week before the development of the symptoms. Let's have one more look and then you can decide whether you want to go get a vaccine or not. Good Lord. I think the next 2 years, people, seriously, whatever time span, you know, from now, for the next couple of years, I don't think these stories are going to stop. I personally think that these stories are just literally going to get worse by the day. This is just unbelievable. Like I said, it's almost as if her own body is eating her alive. It's like it's decaying. Let's go down here, the conclusion. This instance highlights an extremely rare vaccine consequence, but the benefits greatly outweigh the risks in the present circumstances. Oh, you motherfucking sons of bitches, you. Oh. But the benefits greatly outweigh the risks in the present circumstances. Therefore, there should be no hesitation among the community to seek vaccination. Therefore, as we report this case, we emphasize the rarity of the occurrence of this side effect and given these circumstances, this should not influence the decision of taking the vaccine, nor add to the misconceptions out there. But the benefits greatly outweigh the risks in the present circumstances. Therefore, there should be no hesitation among the community to seek vaccination. Like I said, folks, it's up to you whether you want to get one or not. I'll leave a link and you can come and read what's here. We'll go back up here. Not that it's any better, but anyway, folks. If you've already had them, do what you can to try and get the shit out of your system. Doesn't matter how weird it might sound or where you have to go to get it. And if you haven't had it, count yourself lucky. And stand up. stand up before everybody is put in a position where they will end up with the vaccine in their body, because you'll be held down and vaccinated. If you don't think that this can happen to you, how many people trusted and ran for the vaccine because they thought that, you know, things would go back to normal, and now they're minus children, they're minus husbands, they're minus wives. How many of them now have disabilities that they never had before? But anyway, later, people.